Maker. Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show with Steve Barish, Buddy Boo, and myself on a February. It should be February 31st, but instead it's March 3rd. Anyway, welcome to the show. Are you there, Stevie?
Yes, sir.
So I heard you had a good show last week.
Yeah, it was a great show. I really enjoyed it. We talked a lot about energy. It was really fabulous.
Yeah, I put it last week. I did the Coast to Coast show on the 22nd.
Right.
Tuesday, and that was 3 hours, and I'd had this, my voice was kind of weak anyway, because I was fighting off the, using my holistic methods, I was able to fight off the flu, but it did get, I think, a toll on my voice. And then the next day, which was Wednesday, my staff wasn't here, so I had to answer the phone, and all day long, and by Thursday, I didn't have a voice anymore. And,
right.
I almost had to shut the show down early. I was drinking a lot of water and stuff, and I told George says, are you going to be out to do this show? And I says, yeah, I'll get to it. So I got the voice up, and it's working better now. I'm still answering a lot of phone calls and stuff, you know.
That's good.
So we did a big show on electronic harassment. And then last night, John Hall, the guy I work with, he's a medical doctor over in Texas, did the show with our with George Norrie, and that it just reinforced what I had said. I presented the technology, and he was presenting the symptoms. I mean, I didn't even realize they were breaking into people's houses, when they're not around, and just moving things around just to cause people to be confused.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And a lot, the symptomology, I mean, everything from a headache to shortening of attention span, voices in the head, when you're reading a book, you can't concentrate. It's just an endless list of things. And then, he and I both agreed that, John Hall and I both agreed the fact that there is no rhyme nor reason to who they select right now, because it's random. Because in the...
Right.
In the bigger picture, what it looks like they're going to do is they want to be able to, go after everybody at once to program their heads. You know what I mean? And the other thing that surfaced this week is Obama's, our president's original birth certificate came in from Kenya, where he was actually born, and evidently his mother, who was from Wichita, Kansas, almost had a miscarriage with him when she was surfing over in Kenya, and she went to the hospital, had Obama, and then 4 days later flew to Hawaii to register the baby. But the bottom line is, anybody from any country could fly in and register a birth in Hawaii. It doesn't mean citizenship.
Yeah.
And I guess his dad at that time was a Kenyan resident. He wasn't even they were both students in college at the time, the mom and the dad.
Right.
That's going to be an interesting thing. See where that goes.
Yeah, that would be very, very interesting.
Yeah.
Find out where what's going to happen next couple of years when they ask him to run again. I don't know if they'll ask him to run.
Yeah, he might be a one-termer. I really wouldn't want to see Joe Biden as president right now.
That
would go in there, and that'd be our vice president. And I don't think will you stop that? He's Buddy Bill's been full of energy today. He's been very mischievous. You want to toss out the numbers real quick? Have you got them in front of you there?
No, I don't. As a matter of fact, I'm about 30 miles from home. So.
Well, what are you doing?
I just had dinner with a friend of mine. I didn't even know what time it was.
Wow.
I got finished work and I ran out to have dinner. I was going to go back home, and then he just called me and said that it's time to do this show. I said, "Holy mackerel!"
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
What'd you have for dinner?
I had a Cobb salad.
Oh, good. That would be good for you.
Really, really, really good.
I like Cobb salad. I've been of Caesar salads lately.
Yeah, I had a Caesar salad this afternoon, and I'm sticking to salads right now. They seem to be really good for me.
Yeah, I eat them every day. That's my name. I do baked potato every couple of days, salads. That's pretty much half of what I live on. A little bit of toast here and there. I got the numbers here.
Oh, great.
Let's see here, numbers. Yeah, because we got a lot of new people listening. And
that's wonderful.
Don has got the, he doesn't have the Ustream up, so we're missing about 500 listeners. Let me see here. Toll free, 888-188-815-9756. So it's 888-815-9756.
That's it, yes.
I hope he gets that up, because there's a lot of people that would be watching this right now if, in fact, the thing was up and running. So tell me what's happened this last couple of weeks, because I haven't spoken in a couple of weeks.
What's happening right now, Fred, is that my hands. I assume it's happening for other people.
Okay, thanks, Don.
Great. Thank you, Don. What's happening, basically, is that my chakras are spinning in my hands, and the light is becoming intensely blue. It's almost like looking at a gas burner. You know, that blue light and the yellow light?
Yeah, blue is a real powerful color.
Right. And it's spinning. I mean, it's really going to town, and it's very deep. It's almost like looking into the universe. It's endless. So there's something happening pretty strong. I'm noticing a lot of light coming from the flamethrowers, by the way. Now's a good time to think about getting flamethrowers if you're going to use it, because there's a lot of light jumping off the flamethrowers.
Yeah, we've been selling those. It's interesting because we had a lot, when we do this show with Coast to Coast, we talk to between 1 and 3 million people, depending on the listenership.
Right.
And we had, so far it's in the hundreds, it's not in the thousands, but it's growing. People call in that are being harassed in many different ways. And some of them have Morgellons disease, which is a problem with the implants breaking up. So we're dealing, we're helping those people out. We've got help for everybody, but it takes time, you know what I mean? So a lot of these people don't have computers, which really is interesting. So anyway,
go ahead.
That's what's been going on. And we've been doing the Star Orb. That's our first line of defense. And
right.
Line of defense will probably work in 60% of the people out there that are getting hit with different frequencies from space or different frequencies, you know, locally, depending on which type of technology that they're using on them for harassment.
Right.
They all get the voices in the head pretty much. It's a lot more intense than just the basic symptoms of attention span, headaches, and that. It's way beyond that in a lot of cases.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Star Orb probably for 80% of the group, the Star Orb would probably work. However, the other 20%, they're going to probably need a Star Orb and the Flamethrower or a Devastar. And
well, the Flamethrower is very interesting because what's happening is I'm getting somebody's on the phone.
Go ahead, we got a call. Hello.
Hello, this is Carl from Santa Fe.
How are you doing, Carl?
I'm doing fine, and it's a pleasure to speak to you both. You have my late mother's picture on your website wearing
the pyramid. Yeah. She's not around anymore?
No, she's not with us anymore. She was slated to be 103 this past week, but she wore the pyramid, and a lot of times she was confined to just being in a chair, and I put a whole pyramid structure around her chair that she would sit in, and she seemed to be very happy in that.
Oh, yeah, I saw that picture. How long did she wear the pyramid before she went? She passed over?
Maybe 2 years.
Wow.
Wow.
So she got some good vibes from it then, because she looked really happy wearing it.
So I have some general questions.
Yeah,
and
go ahead.
Specific. And
go ahead.
The first one was, I recall you saying that you spent a lot of time talking to Semyasi about their science, and she was explaining their science to you, and that you took a lot of notes. And I'm wondering if you'd ever thought about putting those notes together in a book.
Well, yeah, some of it is in several of my books. Have you read all my books?
Not the last one, but the others, yes.
Okay. Because the first book that I wrote, Death of Ignorance, was inspired by her. You know, I wasn't going to write any books. That was where I was going with this. I was young. I didn't really, but I ended up writing that book. And then the second book, Rays of Truth, had a lot of stuff in there from her. Third book didn't have too much in it. Have you got the book, The Promise?
Yes, I read it.
Okay, The Promise. The Promise has a lot of stuff in it.
Yes.
The stuff that we're dealing with now, there's probably some new things that she's given me. I connect with her every 6 months. We had an Andromedan connection down here recently that's over on YouTube right now. It was so powerful that it ended up being filmed as the ship left our residence here. But more Andromedan stuff now than Pleiadian stuff. The Pleiadian stuff is just occasional, you know. So you have to, if you ask me a specific topic about something that we've made from the Pleiadian designs, I could probably come up with something, but you got to be specific. I just can't sit here and do.
Right. Okay. I was just wondering if there was another book along those lines. But specifically, Andromedan projector looks so similar to the receptor. Do the Pleiadians have a projector?
Well, yeah, they have the.
Yes.
It's the technology that relates actually to our Firestar orb. And, buddy Boo, you're just really feeling good. Yeah, the projector is Andromedan, 100%. It's the antenna design is very similar, but that's where it ends. Because there's there's two side-by-side receptors with a bridge between the two. It's one pyramid, and there was four lines cut through it. And then the bridge network is different. When we got a patent on that back in March 16th, the patent office didn't want to issue a patent calling it a projector. They wanted to call it a light display device. So we told the lady at the patent office, because she had an experience with it, that we would allow the patent office to call it a light display device and then allow the patent to happen. So, and then the new receptors that we have are a configuration of working on the bridge. When you start manipulating the fields above the disc itself, whether it be one disc or two, that's when it starts going quantum now with what we call the SPDC process, or spontaneous parametric down conversion. And that's, I think I covered that in the new book. I'm not sure, but I think I did. If not, it has to do with the bridges, and it has to do with the light hitting those gemstones that are in the projector and splitting the consciousness in half and cutting the energy of the light in half And then what happens is one half stays with you and the other half goes out in the universe and finds what it's supposed to do, and that's called tunneling. And then after the tunneling process is over with, then it goes ahead and finishes the entanglement process, in which case these two light splits are at the same energy level that they were before they split in the first place. And that's when you manifest things. So that's kind of how that goes, if you understand what I'm saying here.
Yeah, the interesting part about the projectors, when I had those projectors up the first day, I had put up four, and I had the Andromedans in my room for about 4 hours. So it really does work.
Yeah.
Now, specifically for me, I'm wondering about the next step or whether I should stick with what I have, and also the fact that I have a gold projector and a gold receptor, both with garnets in them, and wearing them together seems to be okay, but I know you've said wear them separately.
Well, we when people really hook up on the SPDC level, we find that we use the receptor for a battery charger, and the projector becomes the transmitter. So once your battery's charged up on the DNA level and the blood sugar level, then what happens is you put the projector on and you get a really powerful result. Would you have solid gold ones?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. And what do you have, the standalones?
I do have one standalone.
Yeah, you need three more. You're ready for the other three now. Right, Steve,
okay.
Steve, explain to him why he needs the other three when he's got one. What's going to happen?
Well, what happened when I put up the I had one in the beginning, and I ended up getting three more. And the energy was so powerful, it just changed the energy of the whole room. I ended up having quite an experience with the Andromedans. They were in my room, as I said, 4 hours the first day, and then I was taken to Andromeda the second day. So it's very, very powerful. I mean, it's something that you can have a lot of fun with. It's just the power of them. Everyone that you add to the room is almost 500 times the amount of energy in each one. So you have a lot of energy as you have those projectors in the room. And I'm always having help from the Andromedans. It's like I see them, then I don't see them. And it's just, it's a lot of fun. Now, what happens with my four projectors is that the energy of the pyramids, I can actually see light at the end of each pyramid. So, and that's in every pyramid that I have on the projectors. And in the center of the room is a 2-foot ball, and it's right over the table. And that doesn't go away. That's there, and it becomes really, really powerful. I've had some wonderful things happen for clients. So I think it's a lot of fun. For me, it's fun. Maybe for somebody else, it wouldn't be, but I love looking at energy, and that's what I see. So there's a lot that happens with it, tremendous amount. And I don't ask for wealth. I don't ask for anything of that nature. I ask for health for my clients. That's more important to me than money at this particular point, because what I'm doing is building tremendous energy in my room. And
as a matter of fact, I
had somebody in there today, and they were completely taken aback with the amount of energy and the comfort that they had in the room. It's extremely powerful. It works. Along with my, I have a platinum projector that I wear, and between the gold projectors and the platinum projector, it becomes extremely, extremely intense. And it's intense. It's not a bad intense. So that's what I'm doing with them. So you got to be ready, and it feels like you're ready. So I would definitely get the other three projectors.
I'll do that. Now, I also have a gold receptor with a blue sapphire in it.
Okay.
And so I told you earlier that I have a projector and a receptor with the garnets in it.
Right.
Sometimes I'll switch off or what's the optimum way to use that? I really have the extra receptor. When my mom passed on, then I took the one that she had.
Did she have a gold one too, or what?
They're all gold.
Oh, okay, solid gold.
Yeah, the 18 karat.
Yeah, okay, good.
Right.
So, as I say, we've got garnets in the projector and the receptor, and then the blue sapphire in the receptor.
You know what? I mean,
so do you have any sense of what I should be wearing or how I should use this?
You
aren't going
to like what I'm about to say,
whatever.
But it sounds like you've progressed to a point where you actually want to get one of those new quantum, probably something like the Ankh in receptors.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what do you think, Steve? Because I can tell that he's outgrowing those receptors. Even
yes,
though they're solid gold, he's getting a taste of the quantum stuff now, just a taste, and you'll get a big taste when he gets the other three standalones. But I'm almost seeing him wearing. Well, you were wearing the heart. The heart unit with the gold. I mean the sapphire.
Yes, that's right.
I would keep that one. And I would add, I would go, we have another one now called the heart, which has our heart chakra quantum unit, and it has three stones in it, but I wouldn't recommend that for you anymore. I'd recommend it to the one you got and get into the Ankh, you know. I think the Ankh is where you need to go, and that takes all your past lives and makes them present, and it also... from an ET standpoint, it's like a channel into the ET world a little bit too. We sold one to Wesley Snipes, a platinum one, the Ankh. It's on our website, and I had a guy come over here from Newport Beach who's been using our products for quite a while, and he tried it on because he had a gold receptor too, but a regular one. And he tried on Wesley's platinum unit, the Ankh. And he almost passed out. I mean, he had such a high experience, he started breaking down. I mean, he loved it. But it was just a whole nother experience. And then his buddy came out here who is more into the, he's a broker of weapons and guns and stuff, you know, like a FFL dealer kind of guy. So he's in that world. He tried it on. He flipped out. But the gun guy couldn't afford to get, you know, a gold one. So, but he did get a receptor. Of a silver one, a really nice one, with the gold plating on it, and so I would look into something like that because you're one of these people, and we get probably out of 20 clients or maybe even 50 clients, then we have that we'll get one person that's exactly going where you're going right now, and that's my recommendation. So you need another piece. You can get it in silver. You don't have to spend the money for gold if you don't want. Get one in silver. You know, it's a lot less expensive, and I think you're going to really like it. And I think the stones that you're going to want are the white ones. I think you want to go with either zircons or diamonds in it because you're ready for some real action. You know, especially
that's exactly
with the
right.
Others
yeah.
on the other side. And I don't know if you want to communicate with her or what's going on there, but I have a feeling that there's some communication that'll happen. How long ago did she pass over, anyway?
2 years ago.
Yeah, then have you made contact with her since then?
No.
Yeah, because when you deal with past lives, it's a quantum thing. I think there might be some stuff that she's going to send to you. I mean, what do you think, Steve? You got to read. You're better at this than I am. What do you think?
I think you're right, Fred. I think the diamonds would work tremendously.
Yeah,
I think it would really work.
Because he's got the heart thing under control now, obviously. I can tell from his energy that it's good. He doesn't want to get rid of that. He wants to use it, calm down. This other one's going to amp him up. And it's going to homogenize the projector work that he's going to be doing. So I think he's going to be doing a lot of projector stuff now. That's my feeling, anyway.
And that's what it feels like to me.
Huh?
So aside from the cost, like what's the differentiation between the zircon and the diamonds?
Well, the diamond obviously is a better way to go, but the zircons aren't bad. It depends on what you want to budget for this, because you know, when you get into a silver projector, what we're talking about, the Ankh, and silver's doubled in price now, unfortunately. So you're looking at something with zircons in it around $1,800, $2,000. You know, and that's a fully functioning unit. We can gold plate the bridge. We oftentimes gold plate the whole thing. It'll give you a good taste of all of this. You don't have to spend a whole lot of money on it. If I were going to go gold and I had the budget for it, I would definitely go with diamonds on a solid gold piece. But on a silver one, I don't think it would be necessary. I would go with the zircons. That's my feeling, you know. I think the zircons would be plenty adequate, and the silver one wouldn't cost that much in respect to the gold would cost. And I think you'll get very good results, because you're still going to need to be wearing that heart unit, because it'll keep your blood pressure down, and you can be calm with it. You know, it'll calm you down, because you're going to get revved up. When you get those other three projectors, you're going to get revved up real good, because you have lasers with yours already or not? Do you have any lasers?
Yes.
You stand alone?
I do have a couple of lasers, but they're kind of old, and I don't know what the new technology is in terms.
Yeah,
we have a red and a green.
I would recommend that you get a violet laser. We're selling violet lasers. We've been using them for a while now, and we've got violet lasers. We have them in stock. They're powerful, and you probably have a red and green one, which I'm sure are fine. But the violet laser, what I do is I take a violet laser, and I have a projector right in front of me right now. I got four of them, but I got one right in front of me, and I'll put that violet laser, and I'll aim it at the center of the projector, the top and the bottom, for a few minutes, and it just takes off. You don't need to do much with it. Do you have a master crystal?
No.
Yeah, that's another thing you should be looking at, too. And Steve will explain that to you. I mean, Steve got his four projectors, the big ones, and Steve doesn't have a lot of money to spend. I mean, he works in the healing field, but he's not a rich guy financially. But he eventually couldn't ground his system out right, because you need a star orb and a master crystal when you get into the quad, you know, the quad projector system. And so Steve, tell him how much, for a year and a half, you were fighting me on this, right? Because you didn't want to spend money. But tell him about that, that little battle we had.
I've listened to all of the stories. You know,
okay.
I'm a regular listener, so I do know these stories.
Yeah. Okay.
And how much you love your crystal, Steve.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Your master crystal.
Unbelievable.
And we just got a few more new ones, too.
I have more fun with that crystal than I have with anything else, actually. It's very compassionate, extremely compassionate. It's like being in the room with another human being. The energy just fires so beautifully into people's bodies. It's just it's magnificent, just beautiful.
You know, speaking of lasers, there's a laser picture also on the BBS website of your program, and that's one that I took.
Okay.
So, when you had your laser show,
I would recommend a violet one. I don't think we had a violet one.
No, not at that
time. It was a big deal at the time. Was the blue ones when they came in, and they were real pricey. And now the price on them dropped. And then the violet came in, and they were 402 to 405 nanometers. And what they do, you know, when you get down there, you're at the high end of the spectrum at 405 nanometers, and so you're right on the astral plane with those things. And so when they first came out, the violet ones were incredibly pricey. But now they're reasonable again. We've got good prices on them again and stuff. Because now, finally, you know, a year later, then they're reliable. We had a lot of reliability problems with those violet ones. But now they're incredibly reliable. And I use them all the time. I've got some really powerful ones. But you wouldn't need a real powerful one to light up a master crystal. But if you get a master crystal, you want to get one of these really powerful ones. And you won't find these on eBay or the ones that we have. These come from a special company. If you don't want to spend a lot of money, you can actually get a violet laser pointer, which will work for your standalones when you get the rest of them, on eBay for a couple hundred bucks. So you don't have to spend a lot of money. It's not a big expense. Whereas 2 years ago, you'd spend a couple thousand if you could even find one. The big, powerful ones that we use for the master crystals that we sell that are not on eBay are about $1,000. $1,100. But that's for a master crystal. But for if you just want to fool around with your projectors, then the little pencil that you can buy on eBay is adequate, you know, the marker. But and we have some good prices on master crystals, and we just got some new ones in finally. Because one of my collector friends has been liquidating a bunch of them because they're not for sale at the mines or anywhere anymore, not the ones from Arkansas.
Sounds like this is the time to act.
There's a single one over there, you know? So.
Yeah.
The amazing thing is that they actually guard the room. It's
I mean, they'll protect your energy field. But it sounds to me, you know, you're really ready to hook up and go big time now. That's my feeling. And once you go big time, you'll never turn back. You just won't.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
One final question about bed pyramids.
Yeah, go ahead.
Do they really have to kind of like cover the whole bed and go down to the floor, or can you get a smaller one and just lay it on top of your mattress?
You can have it on top of your mattress. As long as you're inside of it. And the ones that we have, the chrome-plated ones, have an orgone because we use nickel underneath. It gives an orgone effect. And we have a 6-foot size that goes on there that you can put on a little pulley and raise it up above your bed and get it out of the way if you want. That's our new design. Our old Portamids wouldn't do all that, but our new ones are awesome. The new Portamids.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to get one of those, too.
Yeah. Have you got one now or what?
No, I don't have the new kind, but I have the... You know, I have a big, I guess, 10-foot one that made of the old iron or whatever it was.
Yeah, no, the new ones are much better. They're square. They don't have bolts and stuff on the bottom that you can step on and get hurt your foot. They're all streamlined.
Right.
Capstone is built in. It's part of it. The 24-karat gold capstone comes the standard issue with it. It's a whole other generation. The old ones were great. We had them for 30 years, but now we got a new one. They're a little bit more expensive. I've got the new one up. I've had the old ones. There's no comparison in the energy. And the old ones are great, but the new ones...
So would you still use the... I've forgotten the name of the thing that you'd fit on top.
Yeah, the orb. Yeah, you still use
the
orb.
The orb really makes a difference, yeah.
Yeah, and usually people put a crystal in the orb.
Yeah, I got a crystal.
Yeah, good. Have you got a laser for it to shoot into it at night?
Yeah.
Good. Then you got a lot of it going there. I'm assuming you have a star orb or two around too, right?
I've got a Devastar.
Okay, that's better. That's because you'll need it. You'll need it. How many square feet are you dealing with here? You know, overall, like a couple thousand, 3,000, or what?
I would say maybe 2,200.
Yeah, Devastar is just fine for that. Orb is good for up about 1,200 feet. And then you need two of them or a Devastar. I had in this house that I'm in now is a little bit bigger than that. We put a star orb up down in the kitchen over with the refrigerator and all that. And the house was so damn big that we couldn't, it wasn't handling it. So I put a Devastar at the other end, and then the star orb started working because I had it hooked to the refrigerator. We're getting too much spoilage. I said, you know, you put a star orb on the refrigerator, you're supposed to knock your spoilage way down because of ELF. Because, you know, refrigerator's an ELF box, you know, container. So it was working, but not like I expected it to. So I put a Devastar up at the other end of the house, and it knocked it out. You know, it made the star orb start working. So you got to play around with the energy.
Yeah, that's interesting.
yeah, it is. John Hall.
With my Devastar, I did not actually physically hook it to the refrigerator, which I guess you recommend.
Well,
but nonetheless,
not close, just get a star orb.
It seems to be effective.
Huh? Yeah, you might need to get a star orb. How far away from your refrigerator is your Devastar?
Well, line of sight, maybe 30 feet, 20 feet.
Yeah. That's not too bad.
But, yeah. So it definitely, you know, things do not spoil as fast. That's for sure.
If you hook it up to your refrigerator, it'll cut a way down.
Yeah.
And if you don't want to run a wire 30 feet, just get another Star Orb. They're like $289. It's nothing to what you spent. And just stick that one on.
Yeah,
there.
I actually have a spare one, so that's
good.
The
hook
thing
it
to do,
to the
put it up.
Then.
So, these are fantastic things you've told me about, and I appreciate talking to you both. And just wanted to clarify something. Do you see any problem with wearing the projector and the receptor at the same time with the garnet?
No, I do it all the time. I wear them at work. I wear them on the radio show. I'm not having a problem with them. You just have to get used to it. That also, it's a tremendous amount of energy, and it's not going to hurt you.
In my opinion,
yeah.
is it's I'm real sensitive to this stuff. I never used to be. Like when I made my first radome, everybody was feeling it, but I didn't. I couldn't feel anything.
Yeah.
I was so toxic from the way I behaved as a rocket scientist and drag racer. So I was like the later person to even become sensitive, because there was a doctor I was working with, Derek Couture, in Newport Beach, that I was developing all these products for, which became Paradigm. But this was pre-Paradigm, before Paradigm. So he was sensitive to all this, but I had to go through colonics and all kinds of stuff, get my colon cleaned out before I even felt, you know, I was just designing this stuff for somebody else that was applying it to his patients. Once I got the sensitivity to my own design, then my life changed and I started feeling it. But even now, I can work that projector perfectly by not wearing a receptor, or I can wear the receptor and work it perfectly. But for me, the combination doesn't work. It just doesn't. It's too conflicting. So I have the projector on now, and I'll maybe wear that for a month, and then I'll put the receptor on for a month, because the projector gets so much stuff going in my life, it's too much. It's all good stuff, but there's commitments to people in that, and I can't honor all my commitments wearing this projector, so I take it off and put the receptor on it. The new stuff slows down. I can honor the stuff that came while I was wearing it. So that's how it
yes.
works for me. But everybody's different. I mean, that's the beauty of the quantum world, is we're all different, you know. So what works for Steve doesn't work for me, but what works for me doesn't work for him. So
right.
you just have to
right.
draw your own conclusion. But the bottom line is it's working, you know.
Yeah.
Different
right.
people might get different results, but the bottom line, it's working, and that's what's important here, you know.
You know, maybe a couple of years ago, I called up Steve directly, and what he did is he changed the energy of my silver projector to a which had in it amethyst. He said, "Let me change it to garnet."
Yeah.
And, you know, it's the most incredible thing. He did it. I mean, from 2,000 miles away or so.
Yeah, well, that's quantum, and there's no distance. Remember what Alan Aspect, you know, the French guy, you know, he shot off two photons in opposite directions at the speed of light, going in the opposite direction, and changed the polarity simultaneously on both of them and demonstrated that in the lab. I mean, it works. It's been proven. It's quantum physics. You know, it's really cool. You know,
yeah.
we were talking about this. I actually had the design for the receptor and projector in 1981, but we couldn't put the projector on the market because nobody could make one. It was too complicated for the computer programs and CNC machines at the time, you know, to be affordable. Yeah, if I'd have spent $1 million, they could have, I don't know, they probably would have had to make two of them and weld them together, you know. Then laser technology came along. We were able to... you know, do a holographic projection in a fiberglass tank and make a fiberglass mold on the projector. And then finally we were able to make the bridges. And that's only taken place in the last 10 years. And we just got our patent, you know, last year on March 16th on that one. So it's taken a lot of time to get this stuff out on the market. But we're real happy with how it's going. And we've
Do
got,
you anticipate with
yeah.
the standalone projectors that you'll kind of like upgrade them like you upgraded the the projector that you wear that has more swirls and things like that in it, sharper
Not
pyramids?
For a while. People have asked me that question, and that would be like a second generation. That won't happen for a while because it would cost a hell of a lot of money. The mold, I mean, the CNC work alone is probably over $20,000. And then when we got it done, when you're casting that large a piece, the way they cast the casting, even if you have the most perfect mold in an upgrade from what we've got now, which is pretty good, but even the casting of that, the casting technology, wouldn't make a big difference. You're still going to get some pits and some stuff in it. We buff it out and we do the best we can, and they look pretty good now, but that upgrade's not going to happen for a while yet. It's not affordable. You could make an individual unit on a CNC machine, but you're talking like $20,000 per unit. And we only sell them for like $2,250 or something each complete. And with gold like it is, the plating alone costs hundreds of dollars now just to plate one of these things because they're massive. They're 8.5
yeah.
inches, 9 inches tall by 4 or 5 inches wide. And they're solid 24-karat gold, plus they got 3-karat zircon, natural zircons in them. Those aren't cheap. So, and now silver's gone up, doubled. And so that's going to affect our receptor prices and our silver product line a lot. And I just feel so bad for people out there because there's people back 25 years ago that bought solid gold projectors, receptors, that could now melt them down and walk away with some extra money with gold prices like they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're an investment. And we are a brand out there now, so we do have a value. You can go and insure this stuff as a brand and insure it for pretty high values. We've had some of our high-end. We had a 3-carat piece done, solid gold, appraised at $40,000, and that was about 8 years ago. So,
With the Master Crystal, do you, in some sense, choose your Master Crystal, or how can you do that if you're some distance away?
We can choose it for you. You're going to need a pretty powerful one with what... You don't need it now because you don't have the whole system up and running, but I would say you're going to need something in the 60-pound range. You know, that would be my guess. And what we'll do is when you're ready, we'll send you pictures of the ones that we've got, and you'll choose it yourself. And I've got some pretty trick ones right now. Only because this collector, he's very old, and he's had a lot of crystals for a lot of years, and he brought me the heart of his collection, and I have it here. If he hadn't brought that, I wouldn't have any Master Crystals right now, other than some old beat-up ones. But we've got some really nice ones now. I've got one in mind that I think you really like. It's beautiful. Clear. It's huge. It's got like a cluster base to it. And when you're ready for it, I'll send you a picture of it. I'm just visualizing what I think you might want. And it would be something
I will talk to Michelle about that. Excuse me.
Yeah.
And... it sounds like one should act now because they're not going to be around.
No. I've got a big client down in Louisiana that buys things. When certain pieces come in, I've got a clientele that I call, and they're ready for something. Luckily, the guy in Louisiana just bought a Master Crystal, and it was one that was on the front page of our website for 2 years, and he saw it, and he knew what he wanted, you know. But I've got one now that's just gorgeous, you know. It's unusual. It's very unusual. And I've got pictures of it. I can send them to you. And I've got some standard-looking ones, too. I've got a lot of different ones, but I've got a very unusual piece that I think you might be interested in. I just visualize it. You know, that's how it is, like being spontaneous. And when you talk to me and I remember who you are and I remember that great picture of your mom and stuff, and I just get it. I'm like Steve in another way, and I just visualize this crystal being, you know, when you're ready. I've only had it a couple of months, and it will, you know, we're putting up our new website, and when it goes on there, it will go. There's no doubt about it. It will be gone. Yeah, but I still have it, and not too many people know about it yet because I haven't put the energy out on it, you know.
He's quite amazing picking out crystals. He's a real maven with it, and he showed me this crystal, and I flipped out over it, and I didn't want to buy it.
No, you didn't. No. You didn't want anything to do with those things. That was so funny.
And now you won't part
with
it.
Sell it now, Steve. I'll give you $10,000 for it. How's that? You want to sell it?
No way on the planet.
Yeah.
No way on the planet. I love this crystal like it's part of me. Actually, it is part of me now. So.
Yeah.
No way on the planet.
Well, thank you very much for all the service you do, both of you, and it's been
thank
great
you.
Talking with you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, give us a call when you can.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, Steve, that was a quick show.
Goodness gracious.
We've got 5 minutes left.
Already. Yeah.
I got my new lamp in. Oh, you're not on your computer. I can't show you my new lamp.
No,
I got a lamp
no.
that's spirit. I have a spirit lamp.
Really?
Now. Yeah. I just turned it on. It's warming up. I'm going to show it to the viewers, but it's just warming up right now.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'll see it next week.
Yeah. But it's about 6 feet tall, maybe 6 foot three. It's about a foot in diameter. It's all natural redwood. I was going to modify it. You know, my friend that makes my... I have all this redwood furniture. That's all I have, natural
sequoia
redwood furniture.
Right.
And it's not... They don't cut trees down to make this. It's trees that are down. And I've got rooms full of this stuff, and this big lamp just came. And it's just
that's
now warming up. And I was going to put a shelf on it because it's so big, and the lamp said, don't you put anything on me because... I am a spirit. And then I got to thinking about what I learned. You know, I remember years ago when I was studying the African voodoo stuff and all the African beliefs, you know, of days gone by. And one of the interesting things about that was that they believed in some of their cultures over there that spirit can be in a stick or something. You know what I mean? There'd be a spirit in there, a special stick.
Yeah.
The chief might of the tribe might have a stick with a spirit in it, and and the bottom line is, I got a giant monster, 100-pound lamp here, that easily 100-pound lamp that definitely got a big spirit in it with a big stick, and it beat me up when I first got it. You know.
Yeah.
I'll shine the camera on there so the people can see it. There it is.
That's gonna be beautiful.
Yeah, it's got my hats up on it, but that's a giant lamp. People are looking at it like, what? You can see the depth.
I remember that Burl table. That was gorgeous.
This is a Burl lamp, but it's huge.
Oh, my.
It's huge. I could barely lift. I couldn't lift it. I had to drag it in here, you know?
Wow.
See you next week. I just showed the listeners, or the watch, the viewers, rather, I should say.
Beautiful.
So any closing remarks here before we go off the air?
Well, I just wanted to thank you for allowing me to do that show last week. It was a lot of fun for me.
Well, I'm glad you had fun with it, you know?
It was really a lot of fun. There's a lot of nice people out there that like to talk. And I think I had two people, one called after the show, one called during the show.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of fun. It was really a lot of fun speaking to people. And healing them right on the radios, you know.
Yeah, Steve's hour of healing power.
Yeah, they're trying to get me to do that again.
Oh yeah, back you, but they want you to do a show again or what?
Yeah, I don't know, Fred. I had so many people calling me 24 hours a day. It's just it was a little bit much for me. So I have to talk to you about how do I handle it? I mean, how do I do this show again? You know,
I don't know. I mean, you can do it on this show if you want. We can have 15 minutes of healing here. Yeah, everybody everybody says, do the show. All the people, I'm getting the chat room going here. I see Jones is on. It's really interesting. All kinds of good chat room stuff that I didn't get a chance to pay attention to. Yeah, Buddy Boo is quiet tonight. And he's been running like a madman all day. You think he's burned out? I don't think he's quiet. I think we got a burnt bird here, you know. Yeah. Not chewing my ear off right now.
That's great.
Yeah. All right, well, go
you're
ahead.
You're a good
and,
friend. Thank you, Fred.
Yeah, by the way, the people want you to do the show again. At the chat room saying, yeah, do the show again. That's what they're saying here.
All right.
So put your number out, and we'll close this bang down.
Okay, my telephone number is 585-746-8321, and I'm more than happy to help you with anything of Fred's that he wants to sell, and we can help you. Thank you.
And our number is 1-800-729-2603, and I know we got a lot of new viewers coming on from the coast to coast. They're just now learning about where we are over here, but they are, in fact, coming, and that's great. But with that, you've been listening to Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show with Steve and Buddy Boo. And we are going off the air now. And we've been having a lot of fun.
Yes, sir.
You can email me at fredbell@pyridine.com, and can't spell Pyridine, just go to the search engine and type in Dr. Fred Bell. We'll be back next week, same time, same station, 5 o'clock Pacific at bbsradio.com. Thank you.
Have you followed?